الله نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
حضرت جبير بن مطعم رضي الله تعالى narrates he says I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that verily I have many names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم many different asma many different names And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a few of the names. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana Muhammad, I am Muhammad wa Ana Ahmad. And I am also Ahmad. These names, Muhammad and Ahmad, these names were not given to anybody prior to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody else had these names before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَنَا الْمَاحِي I am also Mahi. الَّذِي يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِيَ الْكُفْرِ I am Mahi. I am the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out through me kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out through me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out kufr. And this is exactly what happened in Arabia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life was coming to an end, there was no kufr and shirk left in Hijaz. Only one deen, one millat of Islam in entire Hijaz. Wa ana al-hashir, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am also hashir. Alladhi yuhsharu an-nasu ala qadami. In other words, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be resurrected first. And then other people will be resurrected after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first one to be resurrected will be Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ana al-aqib. I am also aqib. Wal-aqib alladhi laysa ba'dahu nabiyun. Aqib means that Nabi after whom there will be no other Nabi. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Nabi to come after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a few of his Mubarak names. But there are many more names. The Muhaddithin have explained many names of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we discuss a few aspects with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak features. Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the front of his Mubarak head, there were a few strands of white hair. The Muhaddisin, they explain that just here by the temples on either side, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had very few strands of white hair. It was so few that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put oil on his Mubarak head, then you wouldn't even be able to make out those white hairs. But if there was no oil and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak hair was a bit dry, then you would see those few strands of white hair. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak beard was thick. He had a thick growth on his, you know, the Mubarak beard had a thick growth. It wasn't a sparse growth. It was a thick growth. So when Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala was describing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so one person who was sitting there, he asked, he says, was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak face like a sword? Now what he meant was, like how a sword shines, the glitter of the sword. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak face also would shine. So was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, you know, shiny, like how the shine of a sword? So the answer he got was that no, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak face wasn't like a sword, but it was like the sun and the moon. It was like the sun and the moon. There's two reasons, he said, that one is, where can the shine of the sword compare with the shine of the sun and the moon? That's one. The other thing is what he was trying to say is that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have a long face. His face was round. It wasn't a long, broad face. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak face was round. And then he says, وَرَأَيْتُ الْخَاتَمِ, and I seen the seal of Nubuwat, in the katifihi. Now the seal of Nubuwat, it was on the back of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but little more to the right hand side of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak shoulder. So he says, I seen the seal of Nubuwat by the shoulder of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the description he gave of the seal of Nubuwat, he said it was like the egg of a pigeon, in size, like the egg of a pigeon. Yushbihu jasadahu, and the color of it was like the same color of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's skin. Now if you read up in the ahadith, you will find many descriptions of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's seal of Nubuwat. So the explanation that the muhaddithin give is that at different times the seal of Nubuwat would take different forms. That's one explanation. The other explanation is each person, what he saw and how he described it in his own words. Whenever we discuss Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we read a hadith with regards to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the more adab we sit with, the more respect we sit with, the more the love of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam would permeate the heart. And a person, when he is reading the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the kalam of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he must consider himself as if to say he is sitting in the majlis of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being spoken. So he must sit. He must imagine, now what if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting there and talking? How would I sit if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting and talking? Then that is the manner in which he must sit whenever hadith is being discussed. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he explains in a little bit detail. Now we must remember Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he served Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam for plus minus 10 years. He was in the khidmat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not very tall. Neither was Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam short. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was of moderate height. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a mu'jiza, that whenever he was in a group of people, he always seemed to be the tallest in the group. Although if you had to actually measure Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wasn't very tall, he wasn't very short, his height was moderate height. But whenever he stood in a gathering of people, he always seemed to be the tallest in the group. وَلَيْسَ بِالْأَبْيَضِ الْأَمْحَقِ وَلَا بِالْأَدَمِ, he says Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't like chalk white. And also Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't badam color. You know, brown, badam color. But in between this, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fair, very fair, and leaning, with a little bit of reddish. Like how you see these fair Arabs, you get a little glimpse of what Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's complexion may have been like. وَلَيْسَ بِالْجَعْدِ الْقَتَتْ وَلَا بِالْسَبْتِ, he says Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair was not very curly, and neither was Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair pin straight. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a slight wave in his Mubarak head. It was a slight wave. So his hair wasn't very straight also, and it wasn't curly also. There was a slight wave in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak head. بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him his nubuwat when he was 40 years of age. He was informed of his nubuwat. فَأَقَامَ بِمَكَّةِ عَشَرَ سِنِينَ وَبِالْمَدِينَةِ عَشَرَ سِنِينَ. So he stayed in Makkah Sharif for 10 years and he stayed in Medina Sharif for 10 years. وَتَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ سِتِّينَ سَنَةً. And he passed away at the age of 60 years. Now we all know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in Makkah Sharif for 13 years and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away at the age of 63. So what do we think? Something that's so simple, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu doesn't know. The Arabs, when they used to talk numbers in those days, they left out the ones and the twos. They always brought it to the nearest 10. So if it was like 7, 8, they would take it to the 10 on the top. If it was 1, 2, they bring it to the 10 at the bottom. They left out the 1s and the 2s. They shouldn't worry too much about that. وَلَيْسَ فِي رَأْسِهِ وَلِحْيَتِهِ عِشْرُونَ شَعْرَةً بَيْضَةً. It says, and the white hairs on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak head and his Mubarak beard couldn't have exceeded 20 strands. Just few strands of white hair Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had on his beard and on his Mubarak head. At times Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would read up in the ahadith, some describe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak hair to be up to his Mubarak ears. Some would describe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak hair to be in between the Mubarak ears and the shoulders. Some would describe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak hair to be till his shoulders. So at different times, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair was different lengths. So depending which person saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam at which time, so he described Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak hair. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a broad forehead, and this is a sign of akalmandi, of intelligence, when a person has a broad forehead. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak palms and his Mubarak feet were not thin. You know, he had full palms and full feet. And this is a sign of strength. It's a sign of strength within a person. And then in the end he says, لَمْ أَرَ بَعْدَهُ وَلَا قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ. He says, we never seen before him, neither after him, anybody the like of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.